difficult night for everybody, and, you know, I can't, everybody's probably in that room just saying, what happened? Not a memorable night for anybody in a Bandit uniform, I guess.
No, it's a night that you want to forget, you know, from top to bottom. I thought we just weren't it. I thought we just didn't have the energy, didn't have the passion. And again, that came right from me all the way to our front end, so you're not going to win games in this league with that.
What's it like looking across the floor at a guy like Vince who just seems dialed in and the shots are just finding him, and then back to your end, just doesn't seem to be the same case?
Exactly what it is. It's, you know, you're looking down the other end and he's got everything going for him, and then on my end, the ball hits me, so somehow I'll find its way in, right? So it's just frustrating. Trying to do the best I can, and you know, trying to hope that this team still believes in me, and you know, I believe in this team. So going forward, nothing we can do but put this behind us, and we got these guys next week, so we'll be a better team.
Kind of an ideal scenario, getting to play them again in 7 days.
100%. Like, this is a lot different. So you know, we got to recheck Tuesday night practice. So that's where we need to focus and make sure we come ready to play and ready to give these guys what they gave to us.
Must have been. I'm sorry.
You said before the season started that it takes you kind of a few games to get into a groove. Do you feel like you're getting any closer to that, where you want to be?
Yeah, you know what? I actually saw the ball well tonight, and you know, there's tons of times where the ball somehow squeaks through. I don't know what's going on. You know, the ball is in my, pretty much my lap 2-3 times, and then just drops in the net. So it's frustrating because I'm seeing the ball, and I know where the guys are going. It's a different story when I don't see it and I don't have confidence and I'm jumping around a little bit. But past two games, even Toronto, like, there's times where I see the ball, I know where it's going, and somehow it finds the back of the net. So it's frustrating, but I got to keep working at it, and you know, so hopefully things come around.
In the early hit on Culp and then the goal seemed to kind of take the wind out of the sails. Do you think that affected the team at all?
No, that's part of the game. We have to be ready for that. You know, this is our league. Our league is all about momentum, and you know, comes right from bad hit right down to our goal, and we got to be ready for that. We got to turn that momentum around and put one in their net right away.
I know it's a game of runs, Anthony. You guys scored four times. They came back within 35 seconds and came right back, and it just seemed like, you know, that just squashed any momentum you had during that.
That happened in Toronto again. You know, we came on, I think, a 4 or 5 goal run, and they turn around, and once we get within two or tied up, they come back and bury one right away. So it's one of those things that right now, four games ago, it was going the opposite way. It was going in their net. So it's time to you know, look in the mirror for everybody and make sure that we're ready for our next game, because you know, this is our league. We only got 10 more games left, so we're not out of it by any means, but we need to, instead of regress, we need to go forward.
The sidebar, what happened, delay penalty, you run to the bench,
yep,
and it ended up being nobody in the box. What happened? What explanation did you get?
So the explanation was, I thought it was a slashing penalty, mm-hmm. So that's why I ran to the bench. Well, the minute the guy puts his arm up, you got to go to the bench, mm-hmm. But they said it was about a chin cup, so the guy didn't have a chin cup on, and in our league, that's not a penalty, you just get sent off the floor. It was kind of funny because the play before that, Casey Powell had his helmet knocked off where they had that power, and he put his helmet right back on without a chin cup, and so, you know, nothing there. So I explained to the ref what was going on, mm-hmm. And he said it was his fault, and you know what, referees make mistakes, mm-hmm. So it's all part of that.
Okay.
How do you think the rest of the defense played?
You know what, I thought our defense played pretty good. For the most part, you know, I like my shots outside. There's some goals right on the crease that dive and cross crease. I think they got 5 of them there. But for the most part, we're doing well. I think once goals go in, again, they lose confidence in me, so they overextend. And, you know, once we're 13 goals again, I think we're overextending a little bit too much and losing confidence in each other. So it's about, you know, packing it in, really taking on what Darius and Rich is saying about our pressure, but a pressure under control. So we'll be fine. I think right now is a little hiccup, and this is what every team does. You know, hopefully we're just doing it early.
So Rochester goes to 3-3, just like you are. Philadelphia's a little behind. Toronto's ahead. It's going to be quite a year, I think in the East.
This is a parody in our league. You know, Toronto's a great team. Rochester, a great team. Philly's a great team. So it's not like we're playing, you know, teams that can't score or teams that we can't play against. No game in this league is easy. The parody is incredible, and the quality of players in this league are incredible. So it's just a matter of finding our groove and battling hard, and hopefully in next week we pull one out there.
You mentioned in the league, and we heard, you know, from Darius and John Tavares that some of the penalties being taken are just poor ones away from the ball. You guys have negated a few power plays this year by taking penalties in majors even. What's going on in the locker room? What are you guys saying to each other?
Again, this is just, I think when things aren't going well, I think everything doesn't go well. And, you know, it means you overextend that little bit, and there's the high stick. And then all of a sudden, you're in the box for five. And in this league, you can't give up five-minute penalties. There's three goals in your net right away, and 5 minutes are huge. And I don't think we've had a game without one. This is the first game or second game maybe we haven't had two of them. You know, these penalties are momentum killers, and again, being in a veteranist league, we have to look at each other in the mirror, and I'm one of those guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.